if I'm to title the lesson, we would give it the title, What Does Edification Look Like? What does edification look like? We have seen in Scripture that we are to edify one another. We are to build up one another. And the concept of edify has in it the concept of building up from scratch, from foundation. It's almost like when we envisage the concept of edification, we are seeing the concept of building, just like a construction. But not only do we see the concept of edify being building from foundation, from scratch, but we also see the idea of edification being building that which was broken. So the idea is to rebuild that which was demolished. And interestingly, the concept of edification embodies with it not only building from scratch, not only rebuilding that which was broken, but to refine, to expand, to polish, as it were, that which is in place. And so that brings in our minds the stark reality that edification is something that all of us need. We need to be mindful that persons who are not part of the body of Christ, persons who have recently embraced Christianity, are in need of edification. They need building up from scratch. So we need to be mindful, especially of those who are new babes in Christ, that we need to reach out to them in order to build them up, to give them a firm foundation from which they can grow. But alas, many of us, having embraced Jesus Christ, along the way we fall back. We lose, as it were, our first love, and there is a need to reach out one to another, to reach out to those who have been broken, not to look at them and say, see, in backslide. See, I recognize that he wouldn't have made it, but rather to recognize that just as it is possible for them to have backslidden, to have waned in their journey with God, that we too can find ourselves in that same predicament. Why? We have a common enemy, and that common enemy is Satan. He is sly. He is like a roaring lion wanting to devour us. And so let us not scoff at those who may at this point in time struggling in the faith, but rather let us strive to edify them. Let us try to build them up again. That which has been demolished, let us try to rebuild. Let our attitude always be, how can I win them back to Christ? How can I again rebuild that broken brother, that broken sister who has started this journey? And I dare say, let us take on the persona, the disposition that for every brother and every sister that I see, that I recognize that I need to build them up, that we need to edify them, even though they are looking all right. Even though we see them every Sunday morning and every Sunday night, They are here for Bible study and they seem to be active in the work of the Lord. Let us be mindful that they too need to be edified, that we need to build them up, including those who are at the pulpit, and especially those who are at the pulpit. Let us always be mindful that we should do our part to polish them, to allow them to shine. Wasn't it encouraging for us to hear Brother McFarlane this morning? Can we in some way encourage him? May we encourage him and have him polished for the work that he set out to do. Let us never, when we see a person making progress, to say, well, let me see how long they're going to keep it up. But let us rather say, how can I encourage them in what they are doing? How can I allow them to enhance that mission that they are now on? Because brothers and sisters, we all need building up. We all need to be edified. You know, when we think of edifying, a lot of times we just think of the new convert, you know, just starting off. But let us be mindful that the struggling and the backslider needs to be strengthened. Let us be mindful that the faithful need to be edified and built up as well. But Brother Webb, I thought you titled the lesson, "What Does Edification Look Like?" Well, can we spend a few minutes looking at that? And I want to take as a base our study from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Why will we be looking at other passages? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 through 13, and probably we'll take some other verses. It says, "Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do." And what we are seeing here is that the Apostle Paul is saying that we should edify one another. "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish them, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves." I'll continue reading. "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men." I want us to recognize that the encouragement that we are given in these few verses are hinged, are tied to the salient point that we ought to edify one another. So a lot of what we are seeing in these verses, 12 through 14 to 15, what we are seeing in this passage is that edification has a particular look. Because sometimes we get the idea that edification is all about just smooth saying. Just always saying something nice. And while that's part of it, edification is much more than being nice. And I want to step away a little from Thessalonians. I'll come back to it in a minute. What does edification look like? Well, we are told in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, we are told that we ought to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we see that having knowledge, studying, is something very important in the process of building up. If we are going to be built up, then we have a responsibility to know God's word. In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And so we recognize that if it is that we are going to be built up, then we must look to the word of God. It is as we study that we can build up ourselves. In fact, the Apostle Peter almost joins with Paul and encourages us to have a diet of the word. We must feast upon the word of God. We must get knowledge. We cannot be built up without truth, without the knowledge of our Savior. And whether it is that we are young or old in the faith, then it is that we need to feed on the word of God. So for the young, the very same word is considered milk. But the word of God is considered meat. And it is an expectation that as we grow, then we will graduate from a diet of just milk and we grow to heavier stuff. But what is it? They are all the word of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, it tells us that we ought to crave for the word of God. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12, it also gives us that idea that we need to feast upon the word of God. I don't have a reader, so I have to be helping myself. All right, so in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12, it tells us, for when for the time you ought to be teachers, we have need that one teach you again that which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And are become
such as have need of milk
and not of strong meat. So what we are seeing here is that the Apostle Paul is telling us that we need to feast upon the word. We need to study. The Apostle Peter is telling us that as Christians, we need to feast upon the word of God. If we are babes, then desire the word of God. And here we see the Hebrew writer, maybe Paul, but the Hebrew writer is also telling us that we need to feast upon the word of God. So what's the point? What does edification look like? Well, edification looks like digesting the word of God. It looks like feasting upon the word of God. I like how Paul puts it in Romans chapter 14 and verse 19. In fact, pick up at verse 18 of Romans chapter 14 for me.
For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God,
mm-hmm.
and approved of men.
Approved of men.
Let us therefore follow after things which make for peace.
Follow after things which make for peace.
And things wherewith one may edify one another.
Okay. So what Paul is talking about here, he's talking about edifying. And so he uses a term. He says, let us therefore follow after things which make for peace. Let us therefore follow after things wherewith we may edify one another. And what we get here is that we are told to pursue, that we need to go after things that give edification, that we need not to be passive, But we need to be active in pursuing edification. We must run it down. We must be deliberate in our quest to edify. But again, we ask the question, what does edification look like? Well, we have seen that we must study. We have seen that it has a resemblance of a person who has knowledge of God's word. But the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 1 that it's not just about knowledge. It's not just about what we know. Read verse 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter 8 for me. It's almost an interesting thing because they say, well, let me just study. Am I built up then? Read.
No, as touching things offered unto idols.
As touching things concerning idols.
We know that we all have knowledge.
We know that we all have knowledge.
Knowledge puffeth up.
Knowledge puffeth up.
But charity edifieth.
But charity edifieth. So, I thought, Brother Webb, based on what you were saying up to now, that edification looks like gaining knowledge. Well, it does in part. But we have to be careful because just knowledge does not mean that we are building up. It is important for us to recognize that just having a head knowledge of the Word of God is not making us solid. Amen. What the passage says again? That knowledge what?
Puffeth up.
Knowledge puffeth up.
But charity edifieth.
But charity edifieth. And so what we are seeing is that when we talk about edification, there is a place, a significant part of edification is love. It's charity. So we can't talk about building up and there is not love within us. Amen. We don't want to downplay love one for another. You see, while it is that we are digesting truth, it is that when we approach, whether it is that we are building from scratch, whether it is that we are building up the one who is fallen, or whether it is that we are approaching those persons who seem to be faithful, when we approach with a vision, with a mission towards building up, let it be flavored with love. Read it again for me. I like it. You can't go to the last part. But knowledge.
But knowledge puffeth up.
Knowledge puffeth up.
But charity edifieth.
But charity edifieth. So what we are saying is, what does edification looks like? Edification has in it love. So while edification is about knowledge and studying, it is that we must have love. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 tells us that we ought to encourage one another. 10 and verse 25. Read.
Not forsaking the assembly.
Not forsaking.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
Assembling of yourselves together.
As the manner of some.
Yes.
But exhorting one another.
But exhorting one another.
And so much the more.
And so much the more.
As you see the day approaching.
As you see the day approaching. Amen. If we are to build up each other, then as it relates to worship and thanksgiving, then as we see worship time approaching, we need to encourage one another. We need to build up one another. And so edification has in it, or studying, edification resembles having knowledge. Edification resembles and looks like love, and it looks like we are encouraging, especially as it relates to worship and thanksgiving. Amen. Knowledge alone is not enough. Worship and giving thanks to God is not enough. Well, Brother Webb, how did you make that leap? Well, I was going to jump a point, but let me go back to it. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 17. Because what we are saying is that even as we come out to worship, as we give thanks, you know, we are told in Hebrews that we need to encourage one another, especially as you see the day approaching. Whether you see that day approaching being the end of time or worship time, any one of them, you take it. All right? It's a good thing to always encourage one another. Yeah, yeah. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 7.
For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified.
What? Read that again.
For thou verily givest thanks well.
You give thanks. That's well.
But the other is not edified.
But as you do that, as you come and you worship, be mindful that you need to approach your interaction with other so that you build each other up. It's not enough to come looking pretty. It is not enough to come looking holy. It is that when we come even to give thanks and praise to God, that we need to be building each other up. It's not enough to be worshiping. It's not enough to be giving thanks. Is it important? Is it a necessity to worship? Yes. Is it a necessity to give thanks to the Almighty God? Yes. But it is not enough, because we need to go a bit further. It's not just about ourselves, but it is about others. What am I doing? Is this building others up? I dare say that benevolence and evangelism without love and charity is not enough.
That's right.
We can be the most benevolent.
That's right.
We can be the most evangelistic person, but without love, it is not enough.
Right.
Are you at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 yet?
Yeah.
It tells us. It spells it out. It says, picking up at verse 2.
And though I have the gift of prophecy,
so though I preach,
and understand all mysteries,
and understand enough things,
All mysteries. And all knowledge.
I have all, you see the knowledge thing again? Knowledge is important in edification. But even if I have all knowledge.
And though I have all faith.
And though I have all faith.
So that I could remove mountains.
So I can remove mountains.
And have not charity.
Yes.
I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods.
All right, so somebody says, so Brother Webb, I was wondering how you did get benevolence and then come to this. But though I'm so kind that I give what?
All my goods. To feed the poor.
I am benevolent, supersonic.
And though I give my body to be burned. And have not charity.
And don't have love.
It profited me nothing.
And so that's what we're talking about. As we interact one with another, let us build each other up. Let's have that sprinkled. And probably when I use this word sprinkled, I'm using a wrong word, but that's what is in my head right now. Let us have it marinated. I think I prefer that. Let's rub it in, you know, like when you're seasoning the meat. Let love be in the midst of that. Let it be well seasoned with love. Because if I'm doing all of these things that appear, you know, nice as a show, but I'm not doing it out of love, then it profits me nothing. It's not enough, says inspiration. Love is key. What does edification look like as we build each other up? Let's do it from a genuine place. Let us do it from a point of caring one for another. But, Brother Webb, you have gone to one, two, about six passages, and you said that you were going to be talking from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. So if I'm going to land the lesson, let me hurry back to Thessalonians. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, all right, which is where we started, tells us that, you know, verse 11 had sort of set the pace. And it says, wherefore, comfort one another, yourselves together, and edify one another. All right, and then the verses that follow sort of expands what edification looks like. So beyond what we have seen, and let's just recap that quickly. What we have seen as we scanned the New Testament, and as we saw the use of edification, we see that the building up of knowledge and studying, that's a part of edification. We see that love, worship, we see that pursuing edification, all of that is embodied in us building each other up. But we saw equally that it's not enough to just have knowledge. It's not enough to just be active in worship and giving thanks. It's not enough to be benevolent and evangelistic, as important as those things are. So we are back now at Thessalonians, and we are continuing to examine what does edification look like. So pick up now at verse 12, because we just saw in verse 11 that we are told to edify one another. Read.
And we beseech you, brethren.
We beseech you, brethren.
To know them which labor among you.
Yes.
And are over you in the Lord.
Yes.
And admonish you.
And admonish you. All right. You know, there's a part two to this lesson. All right. We will probably call it the cardinalities of edification. What a big word. Or we could call it the news of edification. And what we're going to find out in that message, in that lesson, is that we need to edify from the north, and we need to edify down to the south. We need to edify from the east right across to the west. All right? Somebody say, what does that have to do with edification? Well, next time. We are back at Thessalonians, and we are told that we ought to edify one another. You are at verse 13 now?
Yes. And to esteem them very highly.
And to esteem them very highly.
In love.
In love.
For their work's sake.
For their work's sake.
And be at peace among yourselves.
And be at peace among yourselves. And be at peace among yourselves. Be at peace among yourselves. What does edification look like? Edification looks like peace. So let us not feel nice about being warified. When we are not peaceful people, don't say, well, that's how I am.
That's right.
Edification and building up looks like peace.
That's That's right.
Because you are striving to have peace. That's what you, that edification looks like that. Edification does not look like rifts. Where me just, you know, we use malice in a different way in Jamaica. But let me, edification don't look like Jamaica malice. Where I don't talk to you. You know? Edification looks like peace. And people looking at me funny, let me just make you read it again, the last part.
And be at peace.
And be at peace among yourselves. I want you to always be making the link back to verse 11, you know. Because 11 tells us that we need to edify one another. And then it is going down through the verses, even though I didn't spend much time on verse 12 because I'm leaving that for the newsletter. The newsletter lesson. But what we are seeing here is that we need to be at peace among yourselves. So I'm saying to us that peace or edification looks like peace. Can I tell you, even though I jumped over 12 already, that while we want to probably jump up and say, well, edification looks like love and edification looks like peace, we can readily latch on to that. Can we just step up back to 12? That last statement.
And we beseech you, brethren.
I read the whole thing. No problem. Go on.
To know them which labor among you.
Know them that labor among you.
And are over you in the Lord.
And are over you in the Lord. Listen now. The last statement.
And admonish you.
And admonish you. What? Edification looks like admonition? Yes. Sometimes as we build each other up, we have to admonish. Do we feel nice? Sometimes we are uncomfortable. But admonish we must if we are to build each other up. Sometimes we have to be admonished in order for us to grow, in order for us to be developed, in order for us to be prepared for an eternity with Almighty God. Verse 14. Now we exhort you.
Now we exhort you, brethren.
Yes.
Warn them that are unruly.
Brother Webb, you have forgotten what you're preaching about. What does edification look like? Start verse 14 again.
Now we exhort you,
we
brethren.
We exhort you. The exhorting sounds like it. Exhorting, edifying. That sounds like it's in the right track. Continue.
Warn them that are unruly.
Warn them. Edification looks like warning. Sometimes as we are edifying and building up others, we have to issue warnings. Amen. Stop being absent from Sunday night worship.
Amen.
Be present at Bible study. Warnings. Sometimes edification takes the form of warning. Read on.
Comfort the feeble-minded.
Comfort. Edification looks like comfort. Sometimes as we edify, we have to comfort one another. Because that's what is in demand and in the need. Because we are marinated by love. And so sometimes it is not warning and admonishing that is needed, but we need comfort. So edification looks like comfort. Read on.
Support the weak.
Support. Edification looks like support. You know, do you notice some persons, you know, once you are down, they will be around you. But when success comes, it's like, them can't say, well, I'm happy for you. You know anybody like that? Well, I hope not. But It is that sometimes we need support. That's what edification looks like. So when we say that we are edifying one another, you know, we are building up one another, then what does that look like? And we are seeing that while it is about acquiring knowledge, while it is about love, while it is about peace, while it is about comforting, sometimes it's about warning, sometimes it's about admonishing, sometimes it is about supporting. Can we jump from 14 now? We are at verse 15. I want us to continually make the link to verse 11, because we are told in verse 11, edify one another. And we are getting a picture of what edification looks like. Verse 15.
See that none render evil for evil unto any man.
See that none renders evil for evil
unto any man.
Yes.
But ever follow that which is good.
Ever follow that which is good. Follow good. That's what edification looks like. No tit for tat. You know, you thump me thump you back. No, not rendering evil for evil. Because it's a glad for your opportunity to get back at you. You know, a long time why, you know, a situation like that, you know. Remember when we did broke and I come beg your money? And you never lend me. You know? And now you do and you want some money and you come ask me. No. You know, that's just an example. But you know, follow good. If you know that is what it is, you know, follow good. You know, you are able to help, help. That's what edification looks like. Verse 16.
Rejoice evermore, evermore.
Pray. Edification looks like rejoicing. Rejoice, man. Edification, rejoice. When the person is successful, rejoice with them, man.
That's right.
I'm glad for you. Hey, Rakai, I like your posture.
That's right.
On the pulpit.
Amen.
You know? Good progress. Rejoice with the progress. Encourage him. You know, rejoicing. Verse 17.
Pray without ceasing.
Edification looks like praying. Pray one for another. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Building up one another involves praying. Jump down to verse 21 for time's sake.
Verse 21. Prove all things.
Yes. Prove all things.
Hold fast that which is good.
Edification looks like proving or testing. So when you are going to build up whoever, test. That's part of the process of edification. Not because a person comes and says something, you just hold on to that. Test it. Prove it. That's what edification looks like. It's not just a word. It's not just a term. Verse 22.
Abstain from all appearance of evil.
Edification looks like running away from that which is evil. Abstaining from evil. So, that's the point. As we are building one another up. Building who up? One another. Building who? One another. Let us abstain from that which is evil. So we have gotten an insight. A clearer picture of what we mean by edifying. And what are we encouraged to do? Verse 11.
Verse 11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together.
So that's one. Comfort yourselves together.
And edify one another.
So in addition to comforting yourselves together, edify one another.
Amen.
I hope that in this lesson, you'd have gotten a clearer picture what edification looks like. The lesson is yours.